You're listening to CKUT broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at CKUT.ca. The biggest nurses union in the province is on day two of a four-day strike. I've got FIQ spokesman Roberto Bombo on the line to talk about what the union is asking. All right, Roberto, I've patched you through. Can you hear me all right?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks so much for chatting with me.
My pleasure.
Yeah, let's get right into it. What's the mood like on the picket lines? You know, this is another strike following some previous actions this fall from the FIQ. How are nurses feeling to be striking only a few weeks before Christmas holidays?
I've been on the picket lines roughly 18 hours a day. I was in Montreal today in the Montérégie area and the Laurentians as well. We're in our third cycle. Let's be very clear. No healthcare professional, be it a registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, respiratory therapist, or clinical perfusionist, wishes to be on the picket line. Our members are dedicated healthcare professionals that go above and beyond for the population of Quebec. Their prerogative is to provide quality care for the patients. Unfortunately, after over a year of collective bargaining with our government, with very little openness, they had no choice. So it was almost a unanimous vote. Almost 60,000 healthcare professionals voted at 96% to put in pressure tactics, which are these strike days like you're seeing. So we're in our third cycle, 4 days. In the second day, they're motivated, they're determined. Yes, it's cold outside. Let's be very clear. We can't change the weather. Yes, there's a loss of income. However, they're adamant that the government will have to improve their offers for a significant improvement in quality of care in terms of their working conditions and remuneration as well.
Yeah, so why don't you catch us up to speed? You said that, you know, obviously you've been at the bargaining table for a long time with the province. It's been over a year now, right?
Too long, unfortunately.
Yeah. What are some of the big things that the FIQ is asking for? And, I mean, obviously there's been some back and forth over the months. What's the government's response been like as well?
During the pandemic, our working conditions were baffled with ministerial decrees. So the government or the employers or the institutions, the Ministry of Health, got this feel where healthcare professionals are interchangeable. Day staff could be forced to work evening shifts. Evening shift could be forced to work night shift. Part-timers could be forced to work full-time. Everybody is forced to work weekends. Well, that's not the way to govern a healthcare system. A majority of our healthcare professionals work shifts, but it's not 100%, and it's fine. A majority of them, over 75%, work weekends. However, it's not 100%. And now what the government is trying to put in place, he wants greater flexibility. So that's one of the difficulties we're having in this round of bargaining. He wants healthcare professionals to be interchangeable. So even if, I'll give you an example, a registered nurse works in a clinic, and the clinic is closed on weekends. So she works Monday to Fridays. She cares for her patients. She has a full caseload. Well, what they want and what they're expecting is that, well, she has to go help units in the hospital setting every second or third weekend, which is totally ludicrous. So that's one of the major factors in terms of the government that they're requesting in this round of bargaining.
Yeah, I'm curious about that because this has been a persistent problem in nursing. I remember years ago, before the pandemic, nurses were saying, you know, we're being burned out, we're working all this overtime. But you're saying that things have been deteriorating in the last few years. Is that right?
Definitely. So the pandemic had a significant deterioration in the healthcare system. There's been an exodus of the healthcare professionals. So either they're leaving altogether for early retirement, or as soon as they're eligible to retire, they leave the public health care system altogether. If not, they're going and being hired through private agencies. So these are private companies that hire qualified healthcare professionals, and their sole purpose is to supply resources to the public healthcare system, which is also nonsense. So our taxpayers' dollars are paying a company for profit to staff the healthcare system. And why are people exiting the public and coming back via private enterprise? Is that way they could decide on their scheduling, and they could also decide in terms of their working conditions, be it remuneration as well.
Yeah, and I know that healthcare workers and you know, not just the folks at the FIQ, but in the Common Front as well, have been saying, you know, the privatization of our healthcare, whether it's with certain provisions in Bill 15 or just this increasing reliance on these contractors coming in, is a concern. How have you seen the Legault government, I guess, positioning itself in terms of this file? Legault last week said basically it's unnatural or it's not normal that unions have so much power and managers have so little. Obviously, Christian Dubé, the health minister, has pushed through Bill 15 using censure powers this past weekend. You know, how do you in the healthcare sector see the Coalition Avenir Quebec's approach to healthcare as a whole?
With regards to our Premier Legault, his comments put in the media, it's really to provoke the population to try to gain support. Let's be very clear. The unions are not managing the healthcare system. There's different levels of managers within the institutions, and they're responsible for administering and managing the healthcare system. So that's total nonsense. However, that's his choice to try to provoke public support and against the unions, because they're clearly seeing it in the surveys that the population is supporting the nurses, is supporting the teachers, the professors, public sector workers, and not supporting the government. So as for Bill 15, once again, it's going to be a huge reform. Every time that we bring in a new health minister, there seems to be a need to reform the healthcare system. We had it with the ministre Barrette in 2016-2017 with Bill 10. Well, it's not even 10 years, and we're already going through another reform. Whenever we're merging these institutions, we're creating huge institutions. So it's really in terms of centralization of power, and there's nothing concrete that will benefit the patients or the population. We'd love to see in these 1,200 articles, how is it going to benefit the patients that are on a waiting list? We simply don't see it. All it is these mega mergers, and we're already having difficulties in terms of labor relations, in terms of scheduling, in terms of payroll with an employer with 20,000 employees. So could you imagine one employer with 350,000 employees? So it's going to be total chaos in that sense.
Yeah, and it's interesting the time that it's coming at, right? Because, as you say, combination of the pandemic and other factors just worsening in the system, we're seeing a mass exodus of healthcare providers and professionals. And the message that the FIQ has been putting out to the public is that, you know, your work conditions are Quebecers' care conditions. How are you seeing Quebecers, you know, respond to that? Do you think that people have a sense of, I guess, the difference that your demands would make in terms of the care that they would get day-to-day at a healthcare institution?
There's no quick fix solution. So let's be clear. So in this round of bargaining, we're bringing forward certain proposals that will improve. However, It will not fix the healthcare system. We've got to be very clear on that. There's been a deterioration in the last number of years. There's been an exodus. So from my viewpoint, it's quite clear. We need to attract the youth in this profession. So be it a registered nurse, a licensed practical nurse, a respiratory therapist, a clinical perfusionist, it's an excellent profession if you have acceptable working conditions. We're not even aspiring to great working conditions. We just wish acceptable working conditions where a healthcare professional goes to work, does an 8-hour or 12-hour shift, she completes her shift, and she goes home and she feels like, what an excellent day I had today. And not going home or not being able to go home because of mandatory overtime, and then have this concern that I have sufficient time to provide all the adequate care I had to provide to my patients. Did I do adequate assessments in terms of physical assessments, in terms of psychological assessments? Did I have time to do it? And oftentimes, it's not the case. So in terms of the population, and I've seen it on the picket lines, I've been talking to patients, I've been talking to family members. They see nurses day in, day out, on the units, running around. It's not normal in this day and age. We're not in a pandemic no longer. We're in 2023. People should be able to have a normal work shift. So that's what we're trying to bring forward with certain of our measures, like ratios in terms of safe staffing ratios that we're putting forward in this round of bargaining.
Obviously, part of that demand, it's not just about working conditions, it's also about remuneration, because I believe Quebec's starting salaries for nurses are the lowest in Canada. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
So one of the problems in our province is entry levels. So when you're in an employment like we're dealing right now in an economy that's running on all cylinders and you're in full employment, people have an opportunity to find work everywhere. Good paying jobs starting in $20, $25, $30 an hour. So if that's the starting wages, they will not tend to wish to work in the public sector for the starting wages of a registered nurse or licensed practical nurse.
Yeah, we've got about a minute left on the clock. So just briefly, what is next for the FIQ nurses? What are you looking towards? Because, you know, it's a 4-day strike, but we have yet to see how the government is going to respond and what new offers they'll put on the table.
Correct. So we've been at the bargaining table today. We'll see if it will intensify itself. My message is quite clear to the members. We're December the 12th. There's 12 days before Christmas, and I'm excluding Christmas. There's plenty of time for the government with this team, for them to give them clear mandates to progress this round of bargaining. And in 12 days, our teams are available 24 hours a day, and we could definitely reach an agreement in principle before Christmas. And if it's not before Christmas, we've never seen it in the past, but it could be done between Christmas and New Year's. Let's start 2024 with an agreement in principle and focus. Let's go back to work and let's not get into a fourth cycle in early January. So that's what the message I would share.
All right. Well, we will see. And yeah, all eyes will be on striking workers this week for sure. Robert Bamba, thank you so much for joining me on CQUT.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Roberto Bamba representing the Fédération Interprofessionnelle de la Santé du Québec, which is the province's largest nurses' union. You've been listening to the Local Journalism Initiative Roundup. I'm your host, Jules Bujal. Thanks so much for listening.